The following program is sponsored by Broward Score.
Welcome to Score, a weekly program on 880 AM The Biz, designed for South Florida's small businesses with experts from Broward Score. For questions or comments, contact broward.score.org. SCORE is a project of Broward SCORE, a nonprofit and a resource partner of the Small Business Administration. Visit broward.score.org.
Welcome to the Broward SCORE radio show. I'm Patty Maldonado. You know, last week on SCORE, we talked about small business financing and what we can expect in 2015 with our Broward SCORE expert, Paul Bosley. But joining us this week is another finance expert. His name is Nico Berardi. He's from AGP Miami. Is it AGP Miami or AGP?
AGP Miami.
And Nico is launching this month in Miami what is called an Angel Investor Workshop Series. So I read about it in the paper, and I thought it seemed pretty interesting. So I wanted Nico to come on the show and tell us what this workshop series is for and why he started it. Nico, I guess before we even get started, what is AGP Miami?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. AGP Miami is a Knight Foundation-backed angel investor network. Now, what that means is that we're a club of investors, mainly individuals that want to make investments in super early-stage technology companies. Mm-hmm. So we basically do it together. So everything that has to do with the screening, due diligence, structuring, et cetera, of every company that we invest in, is pulled together as a group.
So is this like an investment club?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, and absolutely, yes. Okay, I wasn't quite sure. I actually thought it was going to be a no, but it's just it's an investment club. It's a special investment group that's come together to invest in technology businesses.
Exactly. Right at, you know, one of the earliest stages, which is called the seed round. So the seed round is when a company usually already has some sort of working prototype and it has begun to launch the market, and now these companies need a little extra capital to start getting traction, start getting momentum, and hopefully get to either break even mm-hmm. or to position themselves to a next round of financing.
Okay, that's really interesting. So what inspired, I guess, the launch of the creation of your business and also let's go with that first.
So we're addressing, you know, an issue where Miami is going through, you know, a very interesting point in time, and it's transforming itself, it's evolving, and the sprouts of early stage tech companies is just everywhere. We're seeing such incredible activity with incredible entrepreneurs that are choosing Miami to build their technology company. So I guess the inspiration came from seeing all that activity, mm-hmm. but also seeing all the activity disconnected from the investment community in Miami. The capital is already here, mm-hmm. but it's been traditionally allocated to other asset classes, right? Like real estate, some public equities, some private equity, but almost none into venture and angel. And we figured that one of the reasons has to do with education. That people are experts in investing in things like real estate, but they have not been exposed to investing in early stage tech companies as much. So AGP tries to solve that problem by, you know, the investing experience of doing it in a group mm-hmm. With people that have, you know, from all walks of life, that have different experiences, that can bring in expertise on other industries, verticals, et cetera. And then now the actual education workshop is into providing tools and resources as to how to invest in early stage tech companies.
Okay, so now, yes, what prompted the inspiration of the workshop series? And I guess you answered that question already, and that's education. You need to educate people as to how it works.
Exactly. I mean, it's such a different asset class, right? We're talking about illiquid investments. Illiquid means that, you know, you can't transform your investment into cash mm-hmm. In the short term. These are 5 to 7 to 10 year long investments, very risky, but potentially you know, incredible payoffs, right? So we just want to be sure that more people have the necessary tools to address this emerging asset class in Miami as an interesting part of diversifying your portfolio.
So give us the nuts and bolts of the workshop series. When does it start? Where is it held?
So the workshop is hosted by Kellogg School of Management in their beautiful campus in Coral Gables. It's sponsored by Greenberg Traurig and the Knight Foundation. The first workshop is going to be happening on January 28th. From 8 a.m. through noon, mm-hmm. and it's going to be taught by the Angel Research Institute. So the Angel Research Institute is the leading, it's actually a not-for-profit working on angel investing education and angel investing research. They're based over in St. Louis, and we're flying them out so that they can give these workshops. And the first one's January 28th, and then we're going to be releasing the dates of all subsequent sessions. It's going to be basically one every month. Mm-hmm. The first one is going to be an overview, so basically a crash course into understanding a little bit of all the different things that you need to understand, and then each session is going to be deep diving into specifics. So we're going to have one session on, you know, early stage tech company valuations, another one on legalities of early stage investing, another one on portfolio, and so forth, so that whenever an investor will complete the series, we'll have the necessary tools to start making these investments.
Oh, okay. Now, is it necessary to join your club to take these workshops?
Absolutely not. These are free. Well, these are open to the public and free for accredited investors. And we do charge to people that are not accredited investors, but these are open to the public.
So tell us the difference between accredited investors and people who are not accredited.
So an accredited investor is actually a definition by the SEC, mm-hmm. the Security Exchanges Commission, mm-hmm. which basically puts forward a few conditions as to what it means to be an accredited investor, and those are people that, if you comply with those conditions, you are legally compliant to invest in privately held companies. So it's more legality jargon and technicalities that we just need to be sure that we're complying with.
But in terms of cash, I mean, they have to have a certain amount of cash available, don't they, to be an accredited investor? That's what I thought.
Yeah, so it's got two bases. One is total net worth. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about net worth, things like, you know, assets like your home and mm-hmm. your cars and whatever count towards that. And then it's either you have a minimum net worth or a minimum income, that family income that you earned the year before.
Gotcha. So what's the fee for someone who's not accredited?
Going to be $100 per session.
$100 per session.
And I do want to stress that it's going to be free for accredited investors. And the way, we decided to not charge accredited investors and to do charge non-accredited investors is that we have very limited spots. So we only have 80 spots, and we want to be sure, since the curricula is very tailored towards investors, we want to be sure that we can fill those seats with people that are really going to get the most value out of the session.
Right. But, I mean, when you take into account things that you own, I think it increases it. People will say, oh, okay, maybe I am an accredited investor. They just didn't think they were one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And all these definitions are on the SEC website.
Right.
You know, if you go to SEC.gov, everything's on there.
Okay. So how does someone reserve? How do you attend the first one?
So you go to agpeducation.eventbrite.com.
Is there a link somewhere? Is there a link on your agpmiami.com website?
Yeah, so if you go to agpmiami.com and under the tab education, you're going to find everything there.
Okay, so go to A as in Apple, G as in George, P as in Patty, Miami.com, and you can RSVP the first one and find out about the future workshop series. So, when we started talking, you mentioned a little bit about what the conditions are, what the situation is right now currently in Miami. Are we seeing this throughout South Florida? I mean, are you seeing the same kind of tech growth in Broward County? Are you seeing it in West Palm Beach?
Absolutely. So there's a ton of activity up in Fort Lauderdale. Very interesting activity in Boca. You know, FAU just launched a new accelerator called the FAU Tech Runway.
Yeah, we've had them on the show recently. They're great.
Exactly. So that's a very interesting hub of stuff happening there. There's a brand new co-working space in Fort Lauderdale called Axis. There's a new venture fund up in Fort Lauderdale called Thesis Ventures.
What is it called?
Thesis Ventures.
Okay.
So we're seeing activity, you know, all the way from Palm Beach all the way down to Miami. And something that we certainly want to work on is in tying all the activity together, right? So from Palm Beach to Miami, we want to be sure that it's just one hub and not think of Miami, and then there's Fort Lauderdale, and then Boca, and then Palm Beach, right?
Right, and I think that sounds like a great approach because, you know, we try on the show to get people to from, you know, that are representing what's going on in the community. I always ask them about Broward because at times it seems so Miami-centric that that I'm not sure the rest of the community, the rest of South Florida, is seeing the same kind of movement, but you're saying that we are.
Absolutely. So we actually invested in a company that's right now based in Boca Raton. And, you know, when you look at San Francisco and Silicon Valley, so the largest technology hub in the world, arguably, and you look at the distance from downtown San Francisco all the way out to San Jose, that's definitely a longer drive than Miami to Palm Beach. And yet everyone in the world thinks of the Silicon Valley as one. So we need to be sure that we think Miami to Palm Beach.
That's a really great point to end our segment. Nico, I want to thank you so much for joining us. If you're just tuning in, we've been speaking with Nico Berardi from AGP Miami. He's launching a workshop series, an angel education workshop series that launches at the end of the month. What was the day again? The January?
January 28th. It's going to be Wednesday. And then I also want to make, you know, one last point, Patty,
sure,
if you let me, which is if you're a tech entrepreneur and you're looking to raise capital, do be sure to go to AGP Miami and contact us. We're always looking for disruptive entrepreneurs.
Okay, that's great. So again, log on to agpmiami.com to get more information about the workshop series and about investing. Or if you want to invest, or if you need someone to invest in your company. So thanks so much, Nico, for taking the time out and to join us. And we'll be back with more from SCORE.
Do you own a business or are thinking about starting one? Turn to Broward SCORE, a nonprofit and a resource partner with the SBA. The experts at Broward SCORE are dedicated to educating entrepreneurs and helping small businesses start, grow, and thrive. Broward SCORE offers free one-to-one mentoring and low-cost workshops. For more, visit browardscore.org or call 954-356-7263. The facts and opinions expressed in this show are not those of Broward SCORE, 880 AM The Biz, or the sponsors. Listeners should determine their applicability in their own individual situations.
Welcome back to SCORE. I'm Patty Maldonado. Now, joining us on this segment of SCORE, we have a SCORE client, a successful SCORE client who was recently honored by our SCORE chapter in Boca Raton. Joining us is Dennis DeZeo. He is with Sustainscape. Welcome, Dennis.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Now, tell us, you know, I know the Boca chapter of SCORE honored Sustainscape. Tell us, what is Sustainscape?
Oh, okay. Well, in a nutshell, Sustainscape is a sustainable landscape company. We have a specialization in creating a balance in the soil, water, and plant elements of your landscape. And we do that by integrating native plants and landscape design and promoting water conservation and efficient irrigation. Our brand of organic fertilizer allows us to build up the health of soils and eventually remove the use of chemicals.
Oh, that's really, really great. Now, what inspires you to create this company?
Basically, I can go back to probably it was about 2005. I was scuba diving on a reef off the coast of Delray Beach.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Fink's Grouper Hole. Mm-hmm. And I witnessed an algae bloom covering a large portion of the reef. And that's kind of when I learned about synthetic fertilizers and their effect on the ecology of our reefs and the biodiversity of the ocean.
So was that a good thing, or the algae a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a naturally occurring thing, but it's what's happening is by the over-nutrification of the synthetic fertilizers, it's making the problem worse.
Oh, okay.
So the biodiversity on the reefs is being lowered, which is causing a problem to the fish population eventually, and that's one thing that we depend on for our food source.
So what did you, you know, that kind of opened your eyes. So what were you doing at the time? I mean, in terms of work or your professional life?
Well, at that time, I was working at a company, and I had been doing information, working with computers, actually, in information technology for probably close to about 10 years at that point.
Oh, so how did you go about starting this company? You weren't, you know, how did you go about starting Sustainscape? It's not like you were working in that field.
Yes. I've always kind of been passionate about plants and trees. Really my whole life, and I'm sure I drove many of my friends and previous girlfriends crazy talking about trees as we were driving down the road. But in 2007, I got the opportunity to go through an MBA program at FAU,
mm-hmm.
and I started to learn about entrepreneurship and the nuts and bolts of running a business. The ironic thing about all of that is that the same company that put me through the program, actually paid for the whole program, they laid me off in February of 2009. So instead of a negative and focusing on the negative at that particular moment in my life, it basically gave me the opportunity to concentrate on the launch of my business.
There you go. And what challenges did you encounter in launching your business, and how did you overcome those challenges?
There were two primary challenges. One was the first one, and that was bringing customers in to a business that was differentiating itself from other businesses. And when people think of landscapers, they see kind of a pool of landscapers, and how are you supposed to differentiate them? Well, that was my problem, and so it was target marketing. I mean, I was bringing in customers that really weren't suited for what we were trying to do. So what we did was, after the first year, we really focused on target marketing and saying that we were a green business, we were a sustainable business, we don't use chemicals, and this is what we do. So there really is no reason to hire us unless this is what you want.
Right.
And that was the first thing that we did, and really that worked. I mean, in the second year, we showed an improvement in our customers. So that was one of the biggest things. And the second thing was human resources. That was a huge challenge that we're still somewhat dealing with it a little bit today.
What do you mean by human resources?
It's kind of difficult to find people that care about our mission.
Mm.
Okay. They're not, you know, walking around in the street looking for jobs. So you have to try your best to look for someone that not only is going to come in and be a hard worker and be a smart worker, but also someone that cares about what it is that we do.
Right, someone that embraces your mission.
Absolutely. And that was one of the things that kind of brought us to SCORE.
Okay, good. I was just about to ask you, how big is your company, by the way?
We have myself, my Tiffany Hughes, which is my wife. She works very heavily and works a lot with me. I have four technicians that work in the landscape. I also have a bookkeeper, an accountant. It's very small. It's a handful to six or seven people at all at one time.
So tell us how SCORE helped you.
Initially, they helped me with the HR problem. Overall, SCORE over the last 2 years, they've helped me tremendously with several aspects, okay? But initially, what they really helped me with was the HR aspect. I mean, at that particular time, when I first met with one of the consultants there, I really had almost no employees. I mean, I was distraught, and I was, having to run a business and go out to the landscapes and do all this stuff, and it was gut wrenching. So I went in and I talked. I told them about what's going on. I told them about my business, and what they did was they taught me not to give too much to employees at first. When you find somebody, you really need to develop a relationship with an employee and develop trust. And that's a very important thing to do. And almost like hold the carrot, so to speak. And that was something that I had to learn. And it's been very, very helpful in my experience as a business owner.
So what else did they help you with? You said that they've been helpful with other aspects of your business.
Bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. Managing the money, which is obviously one of the other major things that need to occur in a business. And those are the things that when you're starting the business, those are the things you're not really thinking about, because especially if you're a passionate person, you're thinking about what it is you want to do and not how to manage all the money. And they've really taught me to make sure that my books are kept in order. And not only that, but getting the right person, going back to the HR thing, getting the right person to manage those that aspect. So you can't just hire anybody to come in and start, going through your QuickBooks or financial system. I mean, you really need someone that knows what they're doing, and you need to be smart enough to pay them what it takes to do that.
So, Dennis, tell us, how can someone find out more about SustainScape?
Well, they can go, one great source is our website. They can go to our website and check out kind of what we have going on there. There is a lot of updates that are occurring on our website. Probably weekly, we put updates on there.
What is your website?
It is www.sustainscapeflorida.com. It's all written out and all one string, sustainscapeflorida.com.
Oh, that's perfect. So again, you can learn more about SustainScape at sustainscapeflorida.com. Anything else? We have less than a minute. So I wanted to just remind everyone, you can also log on to broward.score.org to find out more about Broward SCORE and all of our upcoming workshops. And if you want to find out about any other SCORE chapter, log on to score.org. That's the national website for SCORE. You can look up chapters all throughout the state of Florida. The Southeast District of SCORE includes chapters from Homestead to Melbourne. So imagine that. There's about six or seven chapters. Again, log on to broward.score.org. Very quick parting thought, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Do you want to, one last thing, one last point? Quick, we have 20 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Anything else you want to say? No?
Yeah, I guess the goal for 2015 for the uh-huh. business is finding a new warehouse and location. We're expanding. So that's our mission for 2015.
Well, good luck, and thank you so much for joining us this week on SCORE. We'll be back with more. I mean, we'll actually be back next week with more from SCORE.
Thank you for listening to SCORE on 880 AM The Biz, a weekly program designed for South Florida's small businesses with experts from Broward SCORE. For questions or comments, contact broward.score.org. SCORE is a project of Broward SCORE, a nonprofit and a resource partner of the Small Business Administration. Visit broward.score.org.